And Marcus hits us up.
Marcus.
Yeah, Marcus, and put him up, see Dukes, Mike Bell, ATL. He says, reality is setting in with this team. They're just not as good as you guys say. And that's the facts. Well, time out. When you go back and look, and you see how well we played, speaking of the Chiefs, against the Chiefs, speaking of the Eagles, against the Eagles. Now, you can't dismiss those games because yesterday was so ugly. The fact is, when we play at our best, we can play with and beat anybody. The problem is, the game that you absolutely needed is the one that happened 2 weeks ago against the New Orleans Saints, who fired their coach and were banged up, and we went in there and blew it. That was the one we needed. This one wouldn't hurt as much, Mike, if we would have been able to win that game.
Yeah, it's a conference game. It sets you up for the division. There's no way the Bucs can catch you to win the division, basically. And that's right, that we blew it. The Saints game is awful for a number of reasons. Again, same thing that happened here. First half. Now, in this case, second half didn't matter. The defense couldn't tackle. So all the yards after the catch. In that game, they realized, maybe we'll put A.J. Terrell on Marquez Valdez-Scantling. So they figured that one out. I'm just very frustrated because, again, guys, we said this last week. We don't work for the Falcons. We have season tickets. Okay, no one pays us to grab pom poms. We earnestly believe this team is good enough to do something. I felt to win at least one playoff game at home this year, maybe more. When you can score by virtue, Carl, of 500 yards passing 1 week and over nearly 300 yards rushing the next. That's the kind of versatility. But the only way this works is the 2016 business model. That year we had all these rookies and we were in a good defense. We were at the bottom of all the categories, just like this last year. But you got to be able to score points. If this offense can't score 4+ touchdowns, we're dead in the water with this defense. That's where Kirk Cousins and Zach, and one more factor, I don't want to rant. Kyle Pitts has 6 receptions, Carl, the last 3 games.
Not enough.
We were just talking about him being top 5 in all these categories. When he gets the ball in his hands, usually it's a big explosive play. How is he not a bigger part of this offense?
I don't know. Just when I thought things were turning, they're not. Matter of fact, we're still talking about the same things that we were talking about weeks ago. Mr. Height, CEO, says, fellas, why does Brock keep deferring when we win the toss? Well, guys, we're on the road. I'm going to explain this to you.
Right.
I'm not saying it's right, but this is the strategy. You want the ball to start the second half.
Everybody wants that.
The problem is it didn't help us. We went 3 and out, and boom, they went right back down and scored. Right. So all of a sudden now you're down 28 to whatever it was, 6 or 3.
Yeah.
It didn't help us, but that is the fundamental reason why you defer.
Yes, you're hoping to get that score and flip it. You get a score before the half, come right back. Unfortunately, we defer. They go right down the field. And then it's KD bar the door. The Broncos are off to the friggin' races, and you just said it. We go 3 and out to start the second half, and all the air comes out of the bag.
Yeah, that's the deal. I feel you. You're like, hey, why are we doing this? There is a strategy behind that, and that is not uncommon in the league. Want to hear from you guys. Hit us up, 404-726-0929. We will open up the phone lines a little bit later. I do want to hear your frustration, because I think we're all frustrated, and it's fine. Listen, we've had some highs, we've had some lows.
Right.
Right now, I'm hoping this is the lowest low. But to Mike's point, next week, the chart, we're going to buy this week.
Right.
The following Sunday is Chargers.
And the Chargers look pretty freaking good. You see what they did last now? Again, the Bengals battled back because the Bengals are really, they got heart and they got talent. They got stud receivers, T. Higgins back in the mix.
And a great quarterback.
And a dude with nice highlights. But then, of course, the Chargers do find a way to close it out. And everybody's talking about, anybody? Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, imagine that.
Jim Harbaugh and the culture. Now, I did want Harbaugh here, so I'm not going to back off that. Nothing against Rob, but I'm just saying, I don't know what the end game will be, but he gets things in order, and you're seeing it with the Chargers right now.
Mike, he's done that everywhere he's been. Everywhere he's been, he's done that. College level, we've seen it. Professional level, he gets it. You're absolutely right. But that is a tough game. That's going to be a tough situation. Mm. Speaking of Coach Rob, let's hear what he had to say after the game with our own Dave Archer.
Raheem, clearly not the results you were looking for. Where did this one get sideways for you guys?
Self-inflicted wounds early. We got to go back and reflect on ourselves, get our stuff right first. We got to go back and get healthy. We got to go into this bye, do everything we can to come back and be as healthy as possibly so we can play our best football.
I know you're not looking for excuses, but you guys were really banged up going into this game. How much did that play into some what was going on?
Doesn't matter. Nobody cares. You know, it was our job to go out there and play with the guys that we have, and those guys went out there and gave me everything they had. I got to do a better job coaching. We got to do a better job playing. We got to do a better job in the organization, period.
You knew it was going to be a tall task against this really good defense. What was it that they were doing that was trying to keep you guys off balance?
They stopped us from running, you know, and when they got a chance to stop us from running, they made us one-dimensional. They got a chance to rush the pass and do what they do best, and that's you got to get hats off to Vance, hats off to all those guys. hats off to that team and what they did today. That was awesome.
Does this change your mindset of how you approach your off week, or does you just got to surge forward?
No, you know, it is. We trust our process. We got a really good process here at Atlanta. Our guys got a good process. Our coaches got a good process. We'll definitely reflect. We'll go back. We'll look at what we need to do better, and we'll get that thing done.
All right. Thanks for your time,
Thank
Coach.
You, man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm glad he said that. Mm-hmm. And not that, look, if anybody's going to reflect, it's going to be Raheem Morris. But I also think, you know, we as fans need to hear that. I need to coach better. We need to be better as an organization. We got our butts kicked. Thank you for completely being honest. That's what I need to hear as a fan. I don't want to hear, well, you know, we had some plays and we just didn't make the plays and blah, 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 blah. No, we got our butts kicked and we didn't do a good enough job on any level, specifically from the head coach all the way down. Okay, so now what do we do to get it right? And I just think when I hear Kirk Cousins say we got to have some hard conversations, I'm wondering what those conversations entail. What are we talking about? Are we talking about some guys not playing? Some guys maybe sitting? Well, what are we talking about?
Well, I mean, the offensive line, you had to, you know, it's considered a pretty good run defense, a good run offensive line. Defensively, they get after us when we go backwards. We talked about Caleb McGarry and everything that, you saw it, ever getting after everybody. And, you know, Bergeron was, we just talked about, you never hear Bergeron. Bergeron had a false start. You know, there was a holding penalty. It was obvious, right, where the hole, Bijan cuts it up, and that just killed the drive. So, self-inflicted penalties. Execution. Now, again, I don't know where the routes are supposed to go. I don't know if I'm not still sold. I like Drake London as the Puka Nacua kind of player because Darnell Mooney. And by the way, Broncos were holding. They got away with a lot of defensive holding. The refs kind of set the tone, so you got it. You know what you're dealing with. But you can't complain about the refs, as we said, when you get smoked by 32 points. So getting back to your initial point, everything should be on the table. All the rookies, everybody should have a chance to be in the mix. You know, there's another dumb penalty. We had a special teams penalty, D'Angelo Malone, for pulling a guy off a pile.
That's right.
Just stupid, undisciplined crap that you can't do. So, coaching staff, I mean, look, Cousins has got to get better. Cousins has got to get the ball out quicker. And it's almost like when he goes, if they don't get open, man, he doesn't have the ability, Carl. Guys get so used to watching Sunday Night Football. Orrin and I were just talking about this before the show. You're watching around, and you see the quarterback, something breaks out. Okay, Mahomes moves around. Josh Allen moves around. You know, Herbert, everybody moves around. He doesn't have that ability. We got a pocket passer. So if the receivers don't get the separation, we're dead.
That we were. Three sacks yesterday. Offensive line didn't do any job. I was going to say didn't do a good job. They didn't do any job yesterday. The good news is, if you had to pick out one thing, was that Young Weiku hit his field goal.
He did.
And for all the complaining and worrying and stress that he brought upon us last week, the good news is Young Weiku did that. Let's hear from him after the game with Dave Archer.
Back here, Solomon Brothers player of the game, Young Weiku. And Young Wei, you know, obviously it was a lot of conversation. I know you went back to work, which you normally do. 41 and 51 today. How did it feel being out there?
It was good. You know, coming off a week like last week, it's always good to get back on the field. That's only cure, I guess, in a way that you can find. So it felt good to be back out there and, you know, kicking.
I know you guys put a ton of work in. You and Bradley spent a lot of time getting ready here each and every week, regardless of what the situation is the prior week. Tell me about this game. I mean, what was going on the bench? You guys trying to stay in this football game, but it just got sideways on you guys.
Yeah, you know, no matter the situation, I mean, we're just looking to see if we get in the red zone. And then, you know, for Bradley, if it's third down, we're just getting ready to do our job. Whether, you know, no matter the situation, right? So it's, all right, red zone, third down. It's like, all right, field goal up or three alert, whatever the case may be. And we just try to stay ready.
Yeah, you knew this was going to be a tough task. Young quarterback playing extremely well. And certainly this is a pretty good team on the defensive side of the football.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they did their part. They looked great out there. And then we just got to go back to work and, you know, get better.
All right. Well, you've been around this team and made big kicks and been a big part of this team winning football games. You just said part of the message there. Maybe that is the whole message. What do you do this bye week and then get ready for that following week with the Chargers?
Yeah. I mean, everybody, you know, do whatever they got to do to get healthy or get better or whatever the case may be, right? So we try to improve each week, no matter the situation. So take that approach and use this bye to really, you know, leap us forward and just take advantage of it.
Solomon Brothers player of the game, Young Weiku, 41 and 51 on kicks today. He was our scoring punch. We need a little bit more, but certainly Young Wei contributed what he needed to do. Thanks, bud.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, thank God. 41 and 51 for Young Weiku, and that's good.
I mean, and the 40 to 49, for some reason, became the trouble issue. He was three out of six going into the game from that range, and he made his 40-something yarder.
Yeah, 41. I was happy about that. But as the game started, and, you know, I wasn't on social media a whole lot yesterday. I wasn't feeling it. this game didn't feel like it was going to move in the direction for us, in favor of us, in any way, shape, or form. And when we kicked the first field goal, I said, we got to score touchdowns, guys. This defense, I told you all week how good they were statistically. Top five in every category. And guess what? They lived up to it. I mean, it's rare when you go, oh, you know, it's like the Dogs. Tennessee defense, they hadn't allowed 20 points all season. Well, up until Saturday. But this team lived up to it. And so you give them credit, Mike. We said they have not allowed teams to score more than 17 points. Fourth in the league, we scored six points yesterday total. I mean, come on. That's the frustrating part about this. So as we discuss, we'd love to hear from you guys. We're going to open up the phone lines, as we said, in the 3 o'clock hour and let you chime in a little bit. And here's the thing. I know there's a lot that you could get to. I just want to know one thing. What is the one thing that has you most frustrated? Not eight things. What is the one thing that has you most frustrated? Mike, I think for you it's the defense.
Yeah, it's just a lack of pass rush. I mean, we got one sack yesterday because they basically tripped over their own linemen. And so we got 10. 10! You know, you were joking around about, can we get to like 30? Shoot, we'll be lucky if we get to 20.
I was like 25. You were like, I mean, nope.
It's historically bad. There's things that you can look around. You know, Tampa Bay for years couldn't find a kicker. The Dolphins never had a run game from Marino. There's things that just go out and they happen. And they define the franchise. The Falcons are the worst pass-rushing team in the history of the NFL, save for literally 5 or 6 years. Take Claude Humphrey out of the mix. We are arguably the worst pass rushing team in the history of pro football.
I saw a stat yesterday that in the history of the NFL, the modern NFL, there's only been one team that had less than 10 sacks before week 10 of the NFL season. It's the Falcons.
Yep. Years ago, we went through this last time we were arguing about this. It was Dan Quinn was coach, and we added it up. And we are historically, we are the worst team at sacking the quarterback. And at some point, it'll get addressed. You said a silver lining yesterday? It's nice seeing Michael Penix drop some dimes, huh?
Oh, he does.
Penix comes right in. Now, again, by this point, all the starters are out, but he puts balls right there in the receiver's hands.
Yeah, game's over, but, you know, he got some run and some tick, and bottom line is you're trying to protect Kirk Cousins. But, yeah, Mike, I mean, it was good to see. And hopefully that's a bright future for that young man. It's Dukes and Bale Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Let's address this pass rush thing real quick before we hit the top of the hour. Strip sack. We haven't drafted that dude.
Nope.
That's how you get them. You have to draft them.